Okay, shkoyach for coming, everyone. So today we're going to talk about one pasuk. We're going to read three pasukim, and we're going to talk about one pasuk. Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godel Elokeinu. It's in the introduction of Moshe's Shira. Okay, just so you know, the Shira, that's Hazinu, okay? So that is basically Moshe's telling the future, what's going to happen in the future. That it's a history and a future. The God took care of us. He took care of us. He took us out of Egypt, and we're going to rebel, and we're going to sin, and then God's going to punish us, and we're going to think God is no more. And no, God is still with us, even if we think that God is not with us. Now, the purpose of the Shira is basically, it was like a poem or a song that people should remember when bad times are happening. It doesn't mean that God has left us. It simply means that right now we've sinned, so we're being punished. Now, we're not focusing on that. This is an introduction. As an introduction, the Moshe begins. Hazino Hashemayim Vadabera. V'sishma ha'arasim mefim. To listen to heaven, I will speak. Listen to the land, to the words of my mouth. Yarov kamatar likhi. Let my teaching, I guess, pour forth like rain. Tizal katalim rosi. Like my words, sprinkle like the dew. Kisirim alei deshe v'chervim alei esa. They all talk about like rain, heavy rain, light rain, over grass. Okay, so in other words, Moshe is about to share forth his Torah. And then he says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, hello. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goldel Elokeinu. So Kishem Hashem Ekra, right? We know we say this in davening, before Shemot Esrei, at least before some Shemot Esrei. Kishem, what does it mean? What does it mean? When I call, what does this pasuk mean? Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goldel Elokeinu. When I call the name of Hashem, give greatness to our God. So Moshe is presumably speaking to Bnei Yisrael, right? When I call out God's name, you should give greatness to God, okay? What is this? What does that do with anything? So what does this mean? So why is he saying this here? So first of all, how do you view this? Is this an obligation or a prediction? What do I mean by that? How can you read this line as an obligation? How can you read this line as a prediction?
What's the translation
again? Okay, so let's see. Ki shem Hashem. So let's say ki means when. When I call out the name of God, havu goldel elokeinu, give greatness to our God. So what does this mean if it's a prediction? And what does it mean if it's an obligation?
Well, if it's an obligation, it's telling you to give greatness to God.
When what? When what happens?
When I call out his name.
What does it mean when I call out his name? So whenever someone calls... Okay, so now, so either it could be when I call his name.
When he's revealed to us, maybe?
When he's revealed...
Like when we see his greatness.
Right, okay.
The miracles or like...
Okay, so by what's interesting is the Rashbam understands that, he says, as a prediction. Right, you can look at it as a prediction also. Because as an introduction to the Shira, look at the Rashbam. So what you're saying, Mayor, is that Kishem Hashem Ekra, Kasher Saber Lachem, Gevuro Sha'asel Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I tell you all the miracles that God performed, Vatovo Shagamal Lachem, and all the good things that He did for you, V'gam Shud Tzadik V'mashi Yaseh Lachem, and when I say He's going to be a righteous person, all He's going to do to you, Gam Atem Havo Gudel Lokeinu. You should also give greatness to God. You will also, how you mold your lemmas, you're also going to admit on the truth. You're also going to believe this as well. In other words, that you can look at this as a prediction. Moshe is about to tell him the greatness of God. And Moshe is saying, you know what, when I explain all the virtues of Hashem in the Shira that I'm about to say, nobody will doubt his greatness. That could be a prediction. But Chazal understand it as an obligation. Literally, when I call out the name of God, give greatness to Hashem. So there's this Gemara in Yoma. It takes it literally. I mean, you could say that, you know, when I see the name of God, when I sense I should praise God, when He sends His miracles, the Gemara interprets it literally. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. Omer Lehem Moshe Yisrael. Moshe said to the Bnei Yisrael, Bishah Shani Maskir Shemo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. At the time when I mention the name of God, Atem, Havu Godel, you should give greatness to God. When I call out God's name, you should give greatness. And the Sifrei gives a whole host of explanations. By Are you familiar with any halachos that we have to do based on this pasuk?
This the whole source of Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo.
So many Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. So what does that mean? When we say what?
When you say the
Baruch Hu. Hashem, say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. What else? Anything else without looking? Anything else like that? Maybe that Kishim Ekruga that you're familiar with? Maybe that there's this obligation to do certain things? So but you say when someone says God's name, you're like, praise the Lord, basically, right?
Maybe
Heshmei Rabba, yeah. What else, maybe? So in other words, whenever you hear God's name, so that could be one kind of thing. Anything else that this rings a bell? Whenever you say Kishim Shem HaKadosh, because let's see. The Sifrei gives a whole bunch of things. Of Yose Omer. Minai lo mibeis HaKnesses v'omrim baruchu as Hashem v'barach. Shonam Echrim, baruch Hashem v'rach l'mved. When I say baruchu Hashem v'rach, praise the Lord. Baruch Hashem v'rach l'mved, praise the Lord, right? This is a halukah, right? So when I call Hashem, right, you respond. Why? Kishim Shem HaKadosh, hovo g'del lokeinu. How do you know that Zimun is with three? So there are two different sources for that. One source is Ki Shem, and the Gemara gives two sources. One source is Ki Shem and Shemeko Havog Del Kedu. How's that three? How's Zimun with three? How's that Ki Shem and Shemeko?
Hashem motion whoever we're speaking to.
Right. When I call out, Havu two, three, Zimun with three people. So Zimun's a source. It seems a little different, by the way, than saying God, Haluk, right? This is a little bit different. Zimun's a little bit different. Let's keep in mind. Let's get a list of all these things. And what I want to do is I want to get a list of the things for which we say Kishem Shemekwa and then categorize them. So we got Baruch Hu Hashem Barach. We have Zimun. We have Uminai Shonim Amim Achar Hamavarech. Shema Havu Gedor Lokeinu. You know what? When I make a bracha, you answer Amen. Kishem Shemekwa. I'm calling out God's name in a bracha. Answer Amen. So in the Beis Hamikdash, they would answer to every bracha. They'd answer Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lavoed, and then also what Aaron you're saying. What does it sound like? Yeheshmo Gadol Mavarach. What does it sound like? Yeheshmo. What's the Aramaic version of that? Yeheshmo Rabba Mavarach. Right. Shodim Achrim Lolam Olam Maya. So apparently, if someone says Yeheshmo Rabba Mavarach, then you answer Lola Mamel Maya, Havogdel Lokeinu. Okay? Now, but there's one more. Skip the next source, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Alef Amud Aleph. Minayin LeBirchos HaTorah LeFaneh Min HaTorah. Now, which Brachos are from the Torah, by the way? What I mean by that, which Brachos are commanded by the Torah?
Amotzi.
No? Close. Benching. Right? How do you know? So everyone agrees that benching is an obligation from the Torah. There's a debate, but according to some opinions, this Gemara is a serious source. Source of Birchas Torah is Kishem Sherecha Havogadol Lokeinu. So basically, what I want to sort of now do in the time that we have is I want to categorize what we've said. Because I think that there are three different types of Kishem Hashem Ekras. There's one, which is what? Whenever you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, whenever you say, you know, Bracha, answer Amen. When you say Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch, Baruch Hashem Baruch Lamed, right? So that's one type. I think Zimun is something different. And Birchas HaTorah is also something different. So how would you like categorize these three categories?
Are you saying that the reason why we say
Amin
is because of this
pasuk? Yeah, we're saying that's what the Sifrei says in the middle of the Sifrei in Parshas Zino, the third line, Uminayin she'onim amrim achar hamavareh shenemar havu godel lokeinu ki shem Hashem ekra. When I say a bracha, answer Amen. So what I'm saying is, again, this might only be rabbinic, and it's hard to know if these are derived from
Rabbanan. What are you saying?
What are you saying? So let me ask you a question. That's my question. You know, it seems to me, if we were to put them in categories, when you hear God, you're like, praise the Lord, right? That's like one category. Another category is Zimun, which I think it's a different category. And Birchas HaTorah, I think, is a third category. So let's try to think about. So what's the first category all about? When you hear someone saying God's name, you should answer Amen, say Baruch Hashem Baruch Lamaved, What? Why? Why are you doing that? Why do we do that? I know you're watching those Sunday morning shows. I don't watch it. Those Christian, those Sunday morning shows, right? When someone says praise the Lord, everyone says Hallelujah. Like what? So what are they doing? Like what? Why do you do that?
Agreeing with.
You're agreeing, right? Now, so like one person calls out and everyone's agreeing, right? There's an interesting Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. I have the Hebrew translation of which is the Keser Yonasan. He says, "Vaylohem l'rishayim, shemazkirim shmo hagadol." He says, "Woe to the wicked that they mention the holy name begidufim." You know what gidufim are? Curses. Right? So in other words, what's he saying? That if someone is an atheist or someone believes in a different God other than Hashem, when you say God's name, what would they say? They're going to curse him out. They're going to curse out God. So what do we have to do? We have to constantly pump up God's name. In other words, wicked people attach curses to the name of Hashem. So we need to constantly associate greatness with the name of Hashem. Ki Moshe, Shem Rabbeinu, Shem Yisrael. Lo haya efshar lo lahazkir shmo kadosh. Ad shehoya mechanech pi v'rosh hashira b'shmodim v'chamesh osho shehem eshri v'arba milim. The Moshe cannot say God's name until he began with 85 letters, which are 21 words. I'm not sure what the significance is, but then he says, and then he says, Hashem. And then he says, when I say God's name, Tenu kavod ugdulat ve'elokeinu. In other words, whenever you say God's name, oh, God is great. Because unfortunately, there are people who basically, when you say God, they want to hide religion, or they think religion is bad. Or they say, cursed is religion. Religion is the source of all evil. Why did God do this? Why did God do that? Sometimes you mention God's name, we don't want to talk about God. We don't want to talk about religion. So I think one category of responsibilities when it comes to Gishem Sherekah Hovigud Elokeinu is what? Because in reality, there are people who associate curses with God or with religion. And Moshe is saying to Klal Yisrael that you know, there might be times where we're going to challenge God. We think, why did God do this? Why did God do that? We get used to saying Baruch Hashem or Amen. I think about Shabbos Shagodol Joshua was at this event. That the Shem Shamayim Shkur B'Fiyah. We should always be saying God's name and God is great. We want to build that. We want to build our Amunah. That's one type of like responsibility that always, again, doesn't mean we always feel that. Sometimes when you keep on saying things, then you hopefully start feeling it, thinking about it, trying to work on our Amunah, right? So I think that there's one aspect of Shema Shemekra, always answer Amen, always say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shabbo, God is great, God is wonderful, and we try to work at that. It's not easy, because sometimes life throws curveballs at us, and it's not easy, but we try to work at it. I think it's one type. What is Zimun? So Zimun is something different.
It's thanks,
but it's more than thanks. In other words, what's going on in Zimun? What's going on in Zimun? What's going on in Zimun? Right? It's Gemara and Brachos of Hamad Aleph. Rabbo says for Shem Shem Kavod. What's going on in Zimun? How is it different than what's
You're saying like after the fact?
Okay, so it's after you ate, but what do you do? What are you engaged in?
Thanking God.
You're thanking God, right. Now there's more in the form of Eidrach. A bracha mitzvah, right? So like I think Kishem Shemekra is also the value of communal mitzvos. In other words, it's better when a bunch of people are deciding to do a mitzvah, right? They're doing Birkas HaMazon, they're together, so you know what? Power. There's power in the masses. There's power in doing mitzvos together. Now, why don't we do all mitzvos together? We can ask that question.
Can I think, from davening, well, the minion?
So maybe. I think it is still, obviously it's a different source for that, but I think this idea of Dvar Mishem B'Kedusha on a lower level. So it could be Dvar Mishem B'Kedusha requires 10, but I think on a lower level I think conceptually it's the same. Now the first thing is you hear the name of God, you want to praise God. When anyone hears the name of God, so like I agree with you. Like we're not necessarily doing mitzvos together. The first thing is like someone mentions God, yeah, we're cheerleaders of God, we're waving the flag of God. This is saying, Kishem Shekha Hovigud Elokeinu, that in some instances, when I'm performing a mitzvah, there's value to communal mitzvahs. There's like, it's not just two people doing mitzvah. When a group does it, it's very powerful. We know that. Sometimes it's like, you know, one person doing something by himself or herself, and you have a group of people, you know, the whole is greater than some of its parts. Like, there's power to the group. There's power to the group.
Synergy.
Power. Yeah. So there's something. There's something to that. The question I want to spend. We have only like 3 or 4 minutes. I'll let people have to go to tomorrow. But the question I want to spend just like 3 or 4 minutes. We'll do more outside. Is what's the community when it comes to Birkas HaTorah? In other words, when it comes to the first category, one person mentions God's name. Okay, I'm with you. Two of us. You love God. I love God too. We're a team. We love God, right? The second category is what? Is when I'm doing this mitzvah, Birkas HaMazon, you're doing this mitzvah, Birkas HaMazon, you're doing mitzvah, let's join together, right? By the way, Birkas HaMazon, again, it's the only bracha, it's a mitzvah that's a bracha, right? It's the only bracha that's commanded in the Torah. So when the three people are doing this bracha together, right? If three people are doing these brachos, let's join together for even greater glory to Hashem, right? The Birkas Torah, one person, right? One person, you know, where's the community? Where's the community, right? So first of all, it's a big question. What Kishem Hashem Akra? So what's the Shem Hashem when it comes to Talmud Torah? Like, so that's like in other words, what, normally, okay, Kishem Hashem Akra, when I call Hashem's name, when I say God's name, so you answer, right? When I do Zimun, I'm saying, let's pray to Hashem. So where's the Kishem Hashem Akra when it comes to Torah, and where's the community, right? So any thoughts about that? Where do you think the God is? Where's the God when it comes to when it comes to Torah? Where's the Kishem Hashem Ekra?
In the Torah.
What?
Or just in the Torah.
Very simple. I think that's an easy one, right? I think it's right. He says that he writes here. I have the Marsha. He says Kula Shemosh. He says that when I read the Torah, she Kula Shemosh Al Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that the Torah contains names of Hashem. So you're reading the Torah. What if you're not reading Hashem's name? He said the Torah itself has names of Hashem. Okay, so I'm calling it to Hashem, you respond. What's the community? Where's the community? So on a very simple level, I'll give you two different answers. I'll leave it with this. There's one answer, and then I have a little bit of a creative answer. So on a simple level, Rashi seems to say that Moshe says basically, when I call out Hashem's name, when I'm about to teach you Torah now. I'm about to teach you the Shira. So I'm about to teach you Torah. So I'm gonna say a bracha. And you're going to answer. Shem Shemekra, Havel Gadol, okay, we don't know what Brachi said, but and you have to model my behavior. In other words, Moshe is saying, and this is the last Rashi, Kishaba Moshe, they've talked with Divrei Shira, Amar Lehem Yisrael, the last Rashi. When Moshe begins, in this is Brachot of Chafal Fabarav, when Moshe begins his Divrei Shira, he says to Klai Yisrael, Ani Avarech Tchila, I'm going to recite a Bracha first, Vatem Enu Acharai Amen, and you answer after me, Amen. Kishem Hashem Akobi Bracha. When I call out God's name with a bracha, Atem Avogodel Okedu Bamein, you answer Amen. So just like I'm now going to say a bracha and you're going to answer Amen, so you should do that also. That's one way of looking at it. But I want to argue that maybe there's something else. Maybe you could argue the following. There's a Meshech Chachma which asks the following question. He says, why is it that there are two mitzvos, there are two brachos that are from the Torah, right? Birkas HaMazon and Birkas HaTorah. He asks, why is Birkas HaMazon after you eat? And Birkas HaTorah is
before
you learn. So he says the following, it's because I would like to have the conversation, but I want to be sensitive, because I want to finish in a couple of 2 minutes. So he says that benching, it's basically, when you're the happiest after you eat your food. You're satiated, you had your good meal, you had your good whatever it was, you're feeling good about yourself. So then you can think, oh, look at me, I'm so great, I'm so happy, everything's wonderful. Then when you're satiated, and then you're in a state of happiness, so then Meshech Chachma says, you say, I don't need God, I'm happy, I'm fine, everything's great. So no, then you have to say, thank you, God, for all the food that I ate. When it comes to Birchas Torah before the Torah, before you approach the Torah, you can't think, oh, this is just some book. You have to come to the Torah realizing what a gift it is. You have to come to the Torah realizing that, you know what? That I'm not simply here just to acquire wisdom. That I'm studying this just like my Rabbeim studied this. And like their Rabbeim, and their Rabbeim, and their Rabbeim. There's a whole Masorah. There's a whole tradition. That on this is not simply like a secular subject, which is important. But it's not simply some, you know, secular wisdom. I'm coming. You have to come to study Torah with the proper perspective. You need the bracha to frame this mitzvah, which I'm going to do, called Talmud Torah. Okay? With this in mind, maybe you can say, right, when we recite Birchas Torah, we're not going to be arrogant. We're not going to say, I can study Torah myself. I know how to interpret whatever I want. You're going to come with a sense of humility that I'm learning this because my Rebbe, his Rebbe, his Rebbe, his Rebbe, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, because we appreciate the Mesorah and the wisdom of thousands of years of Torah study. And that it's still relevant to us. Relevant 3,000 years ago, it's relevant to us today. And maybe, it's the final point I'm going to make, maybe Moshe is saying that when Moshe calls out the name of Hashem, what is the name of Hashem? But an understanding of who God is, what His essence is, what's His plan for us on this earth. When Moshe, Kishem Hashem Ekra, I'm going to call out a name, I'm going to call God's name first. I'm the first person to begin the Mesorah from God. I want you, Havu Gadol Elokeinu, now it's your turn. In other words, it's a Mesorah. It's a community of Torah scholars. I'm the first one to recite the bracha, to establish the greatness of God, because I heard the Torah directly from God. Havu Gadol Elokeinu. And now each one of us who recites the Torah, it's basically ascribes greatness to Hashem with all the other bearers of tradition, all the Bali Mesorah that preceded us. In sum, I think there are three different ways to create community in Judaism. If I hear someone mention God's name, I respond with a blessing. I respond with an amen. And I create community with those who, you know, wave the flag of God, who bless God. Number two, if I'm about to fulfill my biblical obligation to bless God, I create a community with all the others who eat with me to bless God. And number three, when I study Torah, my blessing on the Torah transforms my Torah study into something communal with all those who came before me. Sorry.